Harper Audio presents Early Decision, based on A True Frenzy, a novel by Lacey Crawford, performed by Aaron Moon. Empower is a verb I dislike. Easy currency of those who tyrannize us with their piety. But I felt inclined to use it now. Tim Parks. Author's note. While it is true that this book is based on the stories of some of the more than 100 college-bound students who suffered my time, counsel, and track changes, no real person is depicted in these pages. Furthermore, though the universities named are real, admissions office shenanigans are widespread, and therefore no school is more culpable than any other, and I have not pointed fingers here. Where university is named in a certain act, it can only be assured that the university in question did nothing of the sort. August. "Shall I tell you the people who referred me?" the mother was saying, speaking quickly, wishing to show her hand, but clearly trying to sound not pretentious, or worse, deluded about her own importance. "Janet Bergstrom, and Karen Ahn, and Sonia. But that's just the year ahead of Sadie. I don't know why I didn't call you earlier. We were traveling, and the kids have the summer off, and, you know, we try to preserve some sense of summers, of childhood. You know how that is." Here, she sighed, but fear sounded a high note in her throat. "But now, it's back to school, and I was talking with Janet, and they're getting ready to take Jake off to Yale, and they're just so grateful to you, and I realized it's Sadie's year, now. So how can we get started? I mean, are you available? Are you free?" Anne felt a familiar twist in her belly. She'd already had her students for the year, here in Chicago, and one girl commuting from Minnesota, as well as the set of kids she'd know only by their emailed essay drafts and teeth-pulling phone conversations, not to mention the classroom full of immigrants' children she volunteered with on the weekends. But Anne loved to feel in demand. Who didn't? And she imagined that behind this woman's trembling voice was a frightened, harried teenager whose life she might actually improve. Anne needed to hear more. Why did this woman think her daughter needed help getting into college? What were they expecting for her? "I realize we're very late," the mother added, the quiver in her voice nearly vibrating the phone in Anne's palm. "We're willing to account for that however we need to, you know, with extra hours or what have you." Most wealthy parents resorted at some point or another to cash. Tutors, counselors, crash courses, Anne. You couldn't begrudge them this. Newspapers were flogging the story of plummeting admissions rates, and it was true, the darling gates were narrower than ever before. Where was Harvard's regular admit rate now? 9%? 8%? Meanwhile, the kids, these broken-backed children, carted around their parents' ambition without any sense that they needn't end up in Cambridge, Massachusetts, or Providence, or New Haven, or anywhere else, really, to make a good life. Anne felt sorry for her students for the simple fact that their parents had hired her, a private college applications consultant. Who thought up such a thing? But she fancied herself able to turn it around, to help these kids out of their stupor and into a fabulous freshman year. And yes, it was true. Almost without exception, her students got in, year after year, most everywhere.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?